now.
You're in the middle of the piece.
In the middle of the piece over here of Rav Dessler. It's page 64. If anybody wants to see on the inside, it's the third chelek. So we're speaking about, let's just give the outer framework of his Hakdamat Tefillah. People have a certain arena of Avodas Hashem. In other words, who you are, what you are, what avarice you could do, what misses you could do. It's a very famous episode of his. Certain things for us are off the radar screen in terms of bad, and certain things are off the radar screen in terms of the good. So the question is, fine, we have Bechira within the arena that we're at. How do we move past that? How do we go beyond that? That's Shaila. So one thing he spoke about was Maisa Mitzvahs, and now he's going to speak about Tefillah. So he says, Tefillah is something, the point is, it allows you to touch something beyond yourself so that you have what to strive for afterwards also. So Dveikus. Noisiv lahazbe, keitzad yagia odom elamalo mimadrosa tefillah. Let's add a hezbe, how a person can get to lamayim adrosa through tefillah. It says, kori vashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those that call out to him. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves towards the person that spoke out to him, there's a meeting point. Zuya Dveikus, that's a Dveikus. In other words, it's we moving towards Hashem, and Hashem moving towards us. There's an element in Tefillah, Aftach in Tefillah, that whatever it is that we reach in Tefillah, it's a combination. That makes it very different than other mitzvahs. For instance, a person puts on Tefillah, so he reaches the Madrega that a person who puts on Tefillah reaches. That's as far as it goes. The more Mahudah the Tefillah, the longer he wears them, the more Kavanas, the more the more the tefillin, it gives him something. But that's it. Nothing in the tefillin is more than his input. It's just a very, very productive input. Tefillah is something which is korev Hashem lechol korev. So if I'm automatically close to Hashem, I just need to step up, that wouldn't be korev Hashem lechol korev. It would be korev el Hashem. Korev lechol korev means a Kadosh Baruch Hu steps forward. He makes himself Kavayochum makes itself close. Zui advekus nimtza she'ein advekus nasi adam vado. The advekus that's created in tefillah is not just the person's activity. Elo shalemalo boim lu mosoi atchen nishma pgiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps forward to him until there's some connection. Advekus zui amana she'yan Hashem lekoyrov. This advekus is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us with. Unevayel. Harei Adam Nivra Avodas Hashem. A person is created for Avodas Hashem. Ve'ein b'chol hagashmi shelo ela rak kelim she'ishtamshu b'tzorech haruchnis. The whole physical world are the kelim that we have in order to be Avodas Hashem. That's what it consists of. V'imkein gam b'tfilosoi ikir b'akashosoi tzich lias rak tzorech haruchniusoi. Let's think about this. Let's make a parallel between davening and hishtadlus. A person who is sensitive to avodas Hashem, he's sensitive to mistachlis in this world, will not feel comfortable. He will not feel comfortable saying he's doing something where the only matara is his comfort. So if I ask somebody, what are you working so hard? I'm building a table, chairs, I'm fixing a leak, I'm painting something that's really decrepit. So I say to myself, these are the conditions I need to be Oved Hashem. And different people have different needs, and different people have different levels, and those we feel are legitimate. But very few of us would justify the you know, doing something, buying something very expensive, putting effort into doing something, which we think is just a luxury. Why are you? The answer, why'd you buy such a fancy car? The answer being, well, you only live once, and you got into a life to its fullest. Maybe down deep, might think like it. We certainly wouldn't feel very comfortable to voice it. It's something that we don't say, is that right? And as a person progresses, he also learns to think that way and to act that way. These are things that I feel I need to function well. These are things that are excess, and it's not for any tachlis. That's true by hishtadlus. It's true by tefillah as well. A person davens for the same things that he's allowed to be hishtadl for. So necessities. So that a person daven that I have the things I need to function as an Eved Hashem, that is very legitimate tefillah. That is tefillah itself. Anything beyond that. You know, that, you know, I really crave a Lamborghini. You know, could you, maybe if you have a spare one up there, you could send down for a while. We wouldn't feel, it's not something that we feel. So health and kainosa and shidduch and you know, and so on, those are things we feel. So Betzim, for anyone who's a little bit of a Eved Hashem, his tefillah is an attempt to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there's something about tefillah is the very soul. You want me to do things, I need to have the following things. These are things you want me to do, and these are the tools that I need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire is to do without those tools. You have to figure out how to do without the tools. But it's very legitimate to do those tools. So B'Meili says, V'imkein aloi teichen ha'tfila eina ala bakoshas levava l'skav ha'shem doipay. So really, tefillah of an oved is a desire to come close to Hashem Baruch Hu. By iskavus milamaylo hi amana, and that's the structure of tefillah. We ask for understanding first, and for wanting to be close to Hashem Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu, Slachlan Avinu, and all the things we ask for is because this is what we need. This is how Eved Hashem. So b'meila, he says, so down deep, the tefillah is for closing the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and already with coming close to us is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva to us. I once saw Gval Gevart, it's the Tefer Shleim Ad Radomska. He says, it says, Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Yaakov asked, he requested or he seeked to be b'shalva. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yidayin le tzadikim that they have nuchal and haba, they need shalva in this world. Also, kavtalov rugza shal dina, rugza shal yosef, rugza shal this. That's where all the tzaros land is. So he asks, what does it mean bikash Yaakov leisha b'shalva? What was Yaakov's idea of shalva? Yaakov's idea of shalva was, it wasn't a shuffleboard on a ship deck. It was, you know, I want to have a base medrash with Sfarim and sit and learn, and not every few days another kid is missing, somebody's kidnapped, somebody is attacking us. You know, that's what he wanted. So where's the Avon of Yaakov? What was he? So he said, if it's the learning you want, ask for the learning, not for the shalva. In other words, the tviya on Yaakov was, it's like, if I have to get to from point A to point B, and it's a legitimate request, but if I'm mispalel for, you know, for this type of transportation mode, then I'm already, it's a mixed thing. Get me a first class seat on an airplane. Maybe because we want to get there in a coach, in a bus. In other words, if the tachlis, again, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, but if the tachlis was the learning, the bakasha should be, give me what I need to learn. I'm suffering from tremendous pizur nefesh. I'm very distraught because of all the tzaras. Give me what it takes to learn. That was the Baal Kapanim, and for most of us, legitimate tefillah is the things we need to function. Razal. Now, he contrasts this with someplace else. It says in Gemara and Sukkah, Shema Olam Le'olam Moshe Lamayla Masar V'Le'er the Shkina Mati Masara. Moshe Rabbeinu never went up Lamayla Masara, and the Shkina never went down Lamati Masara. Whatever Asara is, but it means there's a certain boundary between how far we go and how far the Shkina comes down to us. Ramzu Bazeh Le'i Efsharus Erev Shriyash Olam Hazolam Alyin. It's hinting that there's a gap between the two worlds. There's no real connection, but Aval Kayemis Nikuda Achas Bonoigim Olam Zeh Bazeh Vayin Tefillah. But there is a Nikuda that the two worlds touch, and that's Tefillah. Kayeskavush Adeshifas HaAdam Uman Hashem Yisbarach Hihi Ger Advekas Bilmatimat. The coming together of a person's aspirations and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer is something which it brings it together. Bechlal, I want to Maima Muzga. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Al Tarba Sichoy Meisha. Dibur is a form of hiskarvus, because just like hiskarvus is a type of engagement with somebody. So when I hug somebody, we're physically engaged. When I talk and there's a dialogue where I talk and I'm answered and talk, that is a kesha. Dibur itself is a kesha. It's a finer kesha, because talk, reply, and in other words, dialogue is a connection of two people on a more ruchnistic level. So when a person talks to Hashem and Hashem answers kaviyachol, and that's the tzur tefillah, that creates a dialogue. Umagia dveikus zu ad kedei kach, shagor mimachum and gol miyoyisul efsik zon mashab dveikus levovoy leigash v'amakha. A person can be so dove in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nothing can break it apart. Zeh geder omer Chazal, that's what Chazal said by Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, shafilu nochash karach ala keva lo yafsik. Pirish, shegia ledveikus kezu, asha af inyash begoch nefesh lo yafsik avanosay. So in other words, Chazal, when they're telling us, it's really, we have to ask ourselves a question. It says, even if there's a snake curled up on your foot, you shouldn't be mafsik. Is Tfilah deicha pikuach nefesh? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not one of the Gimel Chamuros. So how come it says you have no shakar? So Rav Dessa explains, it's not a halacha of that tefillah trumps people of nefesh. It's the other way around. A person should be so shakur and tefillah that he should get to a point where he doesn't notice these things. In other words, lo yafsik means the level of tefillah is where it should not be disturbing his kavana. Omer Azal, chasidim arishayinim, hayushayim shachas, umispalon shachas, v'chayzim shayim shachas. Simon brachas, we learned it. Opirus hagrashaz zatzal, that's Baal Tanya. Shekoydem atfilo haymizbayinim mechinam, as the levavim el atfilah atzma. Okay, so before the davening, we understand what they were doing. They were sitting. They were prepping themselves to daven. They were sitting and thinking about Gadlus Avoyre, you know, and so on and so forth. What was after davening? Vacharkach, he says, hine mipas goydel roishan veikusam, because they were so into tefillah, lo yochlu loshev lemata lacha shehiya misuyemes. They needed time to sort of come down to earth again. It's just like a person who's been very, very deeply asleep. You need time to get back. A person who's gone through a very, very profound experience can't divorce himself so quickly. If davening, by Chassidim Rishonim, the davening was of such dveikus that they needed time to come back to themselves again. In most yeshivas, they have a Musa Seder before Mayim. That's when the Musa Seder is. And they learn with the koil and this. The Brisker Rav was once a Slabotki yeshiva for Mayim. He came in for Mayim. And he came in a few minutes early, and Doylem was sitting and learning Musa, the Slivus, the Spilus. And then the Gabba gave a clap, that's time for Mayim. And Immediately Rav shut the Shalshan, put away, and went to Amar. Rav said, no, it's not, if they really had been into it, how could it just stop on a dime? If the car's going really quick, you can't just slam the brakes and stop. It doesn't work like that. Someone told me one of the big people in the Mir was somebody named Shmuel Harkava from the old Mirrors. He was one of the Miyasim based at Talmud. And somebody told me he walked into Beis HaTalmud Yeshiva. Beis HaTalmud was like a Canadian Mir in America. It was a chabura of Chashuvei Mir, a learning as a group kind of never came into the Yeshiva Beis HaTalmud. So he walked into Beis HaTalmud and Shmuel Harkava was sitting and learning. It was like 2 or 3 days after Simchas Torah. Shmuel Harkava was tremendously gifted musically. He played the violin, he composed a good hymn. Even though he was a Litvak and lived in the Mir, but he was a closet Balregish with music and everything. So he walks in 2 days later, and Shmuel Harkava wasn't aware he was a Spedish, and he was either singing at the top of his lungs or, you know, whatever. And then Shmuel noticed the person looking at him. The Shmuel kind of gave a embarrassed smile, and he says, you know, a train roaring at full speed can't stop on a dime. It needs a period of slowing down. You know, it just now Sukkot and Simchas Torah and Atzeres, I can't just go back to business on a dime. It doesn't work like that. So the Shah Achreinu was because they had reached that darga. So I guess if we can sum up an akuda here, the kesher, just like, let's give another example. Everyone understands that a man-woman kesher that starts with touching and has nothing much more than that is coarse and meaningless. It's as meaningful as a balchai. That's where a balchai starts with a physical act, and that's it. We understand that diburim are the beginning of a real kesher. You meet somebody, you talk with somebody, and you build a kesher through diburim. Even in the Lashon Chazal of Bimuratza Mephayis. In other words, there's a deeper connection that builds up, and in a sense, it's much deeper. That's when you connect to a person emotionally, mentally, and then physical is seen as being the levush on it. Kaviyachal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have an equivalent to that. Tefillah is an expression of our Diburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that express our feelings, our hopes, our understanding, our espilus in each and every part of Tefillah. And there is a ruchniyistika answering to us. In other words, the sense of kedusha that a person has of Dveikus when davening is not just because he's psyched up. Korav Hashem, the whole Korav means there's a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskarev to the person. It says that Chinin used to say that he knows when it's tefillah or mekubla or not, depending on whether it's nitra for befiv or not. If I don't feel comfortable, I feel that I'm not being listened to, so it takes great sensitivity. But akapanim, there's that element. And then he adds another point. Term yikro. Afilu achana l'tfila goremis his karvus on his baruch. Even just the act of achana, huma shekos says term yikrov ani ena. It's a kind of strange thing. We say this the pasuk every time by tainis sibur. Before they'll call out to me, I'll answer them. What does that mean? So what does that have to do with tfila? It basically, Akash Baruch doesn't give us a mock in tfila. So what's term yikrov? So Rav Dessa times it means even when they're preparing themselves to daven, I'm also answering them. So terem yikro means in the hachana phase to the kriya. Pirush shem adayin loim de musil is bainin lishachot vekas. Even while they're still being misbainin, v'ashem is brought from iskarev l'mosim l'malam zavik behem. Let me just stop a second here. He keeps pushing this musil and so on. It's very interesting. The hachana for tefillah in different approaches of Avodas Hashem, varied in terms of the specific tools, but not the general. For instance, Musa, there's a reason why they learned Musa before davening, because it was felt that by evoking a person's Yiras Shamayim, it would make him, that would be the sense of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's reaching out to. In Chabad, this is the Baal Tanya is quoting, in Chabad, the Achanef at Tfila was learning a Maimer Chassidus for quite a while, with the sense that it evokes in a person tremendous Avos Hashem Yiras Shamayim, and on the high note of having gone through a Maimer, now you're ready to daven. When you feel yourself, especially on a high plane, you now want to express it. It's just like when a person goes through a profound experience, we like to share it, we like to express it somewhat. Tefillah is the expression of that type of thing. So he says, Pirushim adai lom de musa special takers, Vashem yisprot kor miskav l'mosa ma'azavim. Vim yakib chon yana olam hazeh, kem klei achon l'zbonim ve'lishol dveks b'yispara. And anything that a person adopts as his tool, if a person looks around and sees godless avayrei and so on, as Hashem spoke mikskav lachanahi, zui ashros hashchina b'mais yadenu, ged hasheichem itam b'toich tumasa. Adayin l'yotzim toich hatumah, adayin l'gyu l'shleimus hashifa, avaloyim v'musim izbeinim b'bit la'yeshul oylam hazeh, k'matar atzmis, u'mechinim esatzon lishef asaruch nis b'kirvam, l'vavam, kam oz hashchim skavim shchensbeh. So he says, when it says all these expressions, Hashaychen itam b'toich tumasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our tumah. What does that mean? If a person is rushing headlong through avaris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dragging along, why? There's a concept of being misrachik, richok hashchina, there's concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, siluk hashchina, the shchina goes up. So, he's asking a question here. All the lashonis that you find in Chazal that express, and hashchem ita b'teich t'masa, which is a pasuk, what exactly does it mean? So he says it means that if the person is ready to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet him wherever he's at. And even if he doesn't need, the point that he says is, in the world of tefillah, he doesn't need to make the entire journey back. Where he is, there's already reaching out to him. And so he puts it all into the package of achana for tefillah. So because that's called Torah Mikra. So let's basically sum up what we've seen today. His point was, tefillah is the most powerful tool for having some shaykhus with that which is not there. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody has distanced himself from another person. Let's first go through this passage. We'll see in a second. So he says, tefillah is the tool that allows a person to touch base with something beyond him, and b'meila, it's something which allows him to reach out of where he's at, not in a specific. The whole level that he's at, it allows him to reach much further down. The side of it lies in the fact that tefillah is the only ruchnistik inyan that's a two-way street. Every dialogue requires two people. So every tefillah is, I reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I express myself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Obviously, we're not in a madrega where we hear the answer, but we get a sense of kedusha that's the answer. That's the core of tefillah. Especially, or because, tefillah is an expression of a person's she'ifa in the world of ruchnius, that the person is saying, Ribbono Shel'olam, I have a mission to do, and so many tools are missing. I don't have the amount of brain power needed to learn what you want to learn. I don't have the motivation and drive to do what you want to do. I want to do it, but I don't have the maestika drive. I don't have the presence of mind because of Pinos issues, I did health issues. We're a splintered group all over the place, full of machlokas, you know, and everything is falling apart. So the person is reaching out to Hashem because he wants to call Hashem. So Hashem answers back, and then he adds a chiddush. This happens already in the preparation for the tefillah. As a person is getting ready, as a person is engaging in some thinking process, in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a hashgacha of Tam Yikra Vani Ener, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds even before him. Okay, so we have another piece that we didn't quite do yet. We'll do a mitzvah. We'll continue until we finish this piece, and then we'll go on to learning the things itself in the brachas. Okay. Thank you.